Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man and Ross the Produce Boss, bringing you what's fresh, local, and in season. From field updates to what's hitting store shelves and the hot industry topics you need to know, we've got the produce insights you crave, only on the Produce Industry Network.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays on this lovely, lovely Friday here in the San Francisco Bay. Dan the Produce Man here with you along with
Ross the Produce Boss, coming to you from Indianapolis, Indiana. Dan, and it's good to be home, man.
Enjoyed
being on the road last week. Missed you, but you know, we had some fun down in Charlotte.
Yeah, it seems like you guys did have a good time there. Ooh, I've got some feedback going here. What's going on here? Let me see here. Sorry about that, Ross.
Oh, there you are. I can hear you a little bit better now.
Oh, you can? Okay. To me, there's just some strange... Oh, I know. Over here, I have to fix my interface. There we go. Okay.
Dial in the interface. We got the technology going on here, everybody. Just bear with us for a second while we get our bearings going. So, you know, that's what happens when we take a week off. We, you know, we forget some things. It's all right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I was doing other things with it, too, so... But hey, you had a good time last week at the convention, I guess.
Southern Innovations, you know, the Produce Industry Network was down there, and Ag Life Media had all sorts of things going on. So if you're listening Friday, there was a nice recap on the Monday show Patrick Kelly did, a different interview. So if you're curious about what was going on in Charlotte, check out that show. Check out that episode.
All right. Well, there's plenty of good things in the stores right now and available.
Yeah. Talked last week about we visited some stores, and then you and I got some things lined up. And let me show you one of my top things that I'm still, you know, you talk about summer still hanging on, and got these half mile closer to the moon cherries from Stemelt. And man, I'm still trying to make the cherries last as long as I can. You know, the stone fruit will be out a little bit longer, but you know, if you can still find a bag or two, that's about it. They're about done. So I'm enjoying them for everything that I can right now. You know, still looking pretty solid there. Firm, good size, and got some nice flavor to them.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, cherries in September, man. It's just unheard of. But here we are. And those are the moon cherries, huh? Did you see my video I made for a chain pack yeast? I was in a space suit.
No, I haven't caught that one.
No, I'll have to send you the link. Anyway, it's a lot of fun to do that. But yeah, cherries this time of the year, holy smoke. I mean, we never really had that in the past.
No, they've done a lot. I was out and visited Stemelt a few years ago and seeing everything that they're doing to achieve cherries longer in the season in these higher elevations. And to see where they're putting these ranches in on the side of mountains and how they're getting the water, I'm like, totally, totally impressive. So they're definitely leading the charge in that.
Well, you know what? Fall is just a few days away. And, you know, like I told you before, I hang on to every hour and second of summer. That's for sure.
Well, it's still summer here. It's been in the 80s this week. I mean, we kind of, around Labor Day, we got teased with some really cool fall weather. And then the last week, we've been in the 80s, even saw a little bit of 90. It's kind of unseasonably warm, but hey, it's summer still hanging on, man. Got peaches and everything else.
Yeah, speaking of peaches, I have this new variety.
Ooh.
They're called butt peaches, as you can see, or butt crack peaches. There we go. It's a new variety, butt crack peach. Available in September, and I should probably be doing this.
I don't know if that name is going to entice customers to pick them up.
Oh no, you think that's a bad marketing name?
I don't know that. You know, that may be one of those that get pulled back and redone. You know, that marketing may just flip.
You know, through the years in produce, and I know you did too. Anytime we had something that was just shaped weird or fun or funny, it was a lot of fun, but. You know, these late season peaches, this is a
standard, huge.
You know, I don't even remember the variety of this.
That's like the size of a softball. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, this is good stuff here.
Is that a freestone or a cling? What kind of pit have you got in there?
I can't remember the variety name.
You not remember a variety name? I'm totally shocked, Dan. Come on. You're letting me down here. You always have all the variety names. Come on.
This is what I had to get into it with a guy at the farmer's market because he's trying to tell me it was a Suncrest peach. And I said, Suncrest is a late July, early August peach. What are you talking about? And he goes, oh, well, our trees actually came on late due to the weather this year. I said, well, okay, I'll let you say that, but I have my doubts. But one thing with late season peaches is you got to eat them more on the firm side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you're not going to get that soft.
You let them soften up. This is going to be mush. Just going to be mush.
Exactly. But there's plenty of good things on sale, too, in the stores. A lot of avocados on sale. We got stores selling corn for 27 cents, and it's stacked, you know, 5 feet, 6 feet high.
Yeah. I mean,
it's crazy. So there's a lot of good stuff. And with a few days of summer we have left, I'm enjoying also some different Pluot varieties.
Ooh.
Here, let's put these up. They're all flavor varieties, flavor honey, flavor grenade, flavor...
Nice.
Something or other. And I did a video earlier this week on Empress plums and also Italian prune plums and
those are French sharp. Prune plums.
So check that video out. It's up on the YouTube and Rumble channels. What else do you have there, Ross?
I've got something, but let's take our first break and I'll show you right after this.
Ooh, suspense.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
We're taking things prep, man. And on this, I got these last night. So, you know, these are leftovers from a dinner. But I've got, you know, the little potatoes that we roasted in the oven. And then on my Blackstone, as you can see, look at lost the potato. Oh, it went flying. Oh, it's all over.
Yeah. Rolling potatoes.
Oh, man. Just sauteing those up on the Blackstone. And, ooh, so good.
Oh, I could imagine. Oh, that's great. Sunday night dinner, Monday lunch.
Exactly. You know, you got the Blackstone, so versatile, and allowed to do different things. So we're going to do plans for like beef fajitas on it this week with some peppers and onions that I bought and just keeping it fresh. So, you know, you can saute those up and then have some for the eggs. And you can never have too many onions cooked because there's always always find a way to use them. Always find a
That's
way to
true.
Use
them. Yeah. All through the week. Absolutely.
And there's a lot of new crop going on right now. I mean, I was talking to someone, we touched a little bit on this last week with SEPC. You know, they really hit on vegetables just plummeting and fruit going up. And, you know, it's like, I was kind of thinking about what has kind of changed from, you know, my younger days. And it's like, well, there's some different things that really don't have anymore, but when you think about potatoes, so many have gone to these little nibble potatoes now. I mean, they've become a big percentage of that potato category today versus, you know, the traditional just russet potato. And, you know, I remember doing a lot of mashed potatoes growing up, and timing wise, it's easier to cook these nibble potatoes for dinner during the week. Let's pop them in the oven, throw them in the air fryer, you know, 20, 30 minutes, they're good to go versus peeling a potato, you know, boiling it, mashing it, all that kinds of stuff. And we just don't have time, you know, and when you're a busy family with activities, it's, you know, trying to keep it fresh. And that's an easy way for us to stay fresh.
Ross, I got to tell you, when I saw for the first time a dozen or maybe 18, whatever it is, little potatoes in a tray with a seal on it, you know, a label on the front and the whole bit for sale, I thought to myself, who in the world is going to waste their money on that? And boy, oh boy, was I proven wrong, because it is the most convenient, absolutely convenient way to do it. You are so right. And I was blown away. I was wrong. You know, every once in a while, I think one other time before in life, I might have been wrong. But you can't beat it. You know, you bring it home, you can either throw it in the microwave or in the oven, however you want, or like you said, the air fryer. And man, it's done. It's done. And sure, I still like to use russet potatoes for things and bigger varieties for other things.
But man,
for the most part, you can't go wrong with these packages.
You know, with our family, you know, my wife and kids are dairy free. So we make mashed potatoes just in a non-dairy way by using, you know, milk alternatives. And it's a lot to do that. So baked potatoes are another staple that we do. That's easy. You know, when you're trying to make a dinner for a family and think about how you want to strategize, it's all about, hey, how can I be most efficient with my time? And that's just some of the ways. And, you know, another point that was brought up was texture. You know, they talked about in the education sessions about crispiness is what's up, you know, crispy apples, crispy grapes. You think about it, you put these in an air fryer, it's got a little bit of a crispy texture on the outside, and then it's got that, you know, soft potato on the inside. And that's what really will, I think, is attracting a lot of people, plus the convenience of cooking. So, hey,
sure.
They're a staple on our menu. You know, potatoes are just in a different way. And it's one of the things that's changed in that category.
Speaking of crisp, I have a Rave apple here.
Oh, yeah.
One of the first of the season.
Maybe rave it out.
And these are called First Kiss back east, but this is a Honey Crisp hybrid. It's crossed with a numbered apple, so you're not going to get the other name. Anyway, Rave, it's all the rave, or First Kiss. And I did a little video on this earlier this week as well. And then the other local apple is a Sommerfeld, which this is a chance.
Hold that up there. Hold that up there. Yeah, that's got some good color.
Yes, this was a chance seedling that grew in Mr. Sommerfeld's apple orchard. He was growing Galas and Fujis, and this just grew out of there and they grafted it, and it's absolutely fantastic. And another crispy thing, these bunched radishes here.
Don't see radishes that much anymore. I remember my mom always snacking on radishes. I never really got into them, but I think that's another vegetable item that has definitely decreased, you know, over the last decade or so.
Well, maybe in your neck of the woods, but we sell a lot of them here, and these are nice and fresh. Also great to, you know, just put them in a salad, chop them up, throw them in a salad or slice them.
Pickle them. Absolutely delicious. Pickled radishes.
Yeah. They do a lot of pickling with some of the larger varieties like the daikons and the watermelon radishes. But these, I used to sell these loose in 25-pound sacks to a lot of restaurants not that long ago. So
no. They add that layer of
crunch. I like
them
when they're bunched. Yeah, I like the bunched because they haven't had the tops cut off. And these, you can see, are just over the top, super fresh.
Well, I got another item I want to show you, but let's take our last break. And I've got a cool salad that we've really fallen in love with, and I'm going to show you right after this.
From the heart of the still, where steam curls and fresh mint leaves release their essence, this is a Wahi mint oil. Soft, sweet, and smooth as a morning breeze through a mint field. With its naturally earthy aromas, it's the perfect touch for summer drinks, cooking, and diffusing. And like nature's finest, it only grows richer and sweeter with time. Straight from the still, pure, fresh, timeless. A Wahi Mint Oil.
So we're talking about new things, Dan, and this Dole strawberry poppy seed salad. You can only find it at Costco, but it's something we've really fallen in love with. And, you know, it comes with some cheese and the dressing, and the strawberry poppy seed dressing is fantastic. I've been trying to find something at the stores that can replace it on other salads, and we've not found like a strawberry poppy seed dressing to replicate here. So Dole's got us going to Costco quite frequently to get this salad kit, because it is really good with the pecans, the feta cheese, and only I have the feta cheese. Obviously my wife doesn't because of her dairy, but man, it's in the dressing. We like try to get every little drop out of that packet that's in there, because it's really good.
Okay, there you go. Hey, you said it's a salad that you are in love with. So
hey, yeah,
you can't go wrong when there's love involved in the
salad. And it's red. I mean, it's got the red love right there. Look at Dole strawberry poppy seed. So the only thing that we haven't done yet is maybe chop up some fresh strawberries to add to it. That would, I think you add that with the dressing. I mean, it's good in the kit, but if you wanted to jazz it up, some fresh strawberries in there. Oh, that would
yeah. And there's a lot of strawberries on ad. I noticed this past week. So
yeah.
What the heck?
We were at Kroger this past weekend, $1.99, a clamshell. We picked them up, and guess where they are?
They are being digested.
They're in the mason jars to make them
last. Oh, in the mason jars. Okay.
They're in the mason jars to make them last.
You're going
to
say, wait a minute. All right. Hey, well, hey.
You know, the other thing that's in my fridge that I have a few left of is, remember our grapery a few weeks ago? I still actually have about a small little bag left of those grapery grapes, and they are still edible. We're still finishing them off, if you can believe it.
Hey, speaking of grapes, these are Concord grapes.
Ooh.
And the Concord grapes, the flavor is in the skin,
yep,
not in the grape itself. But boy, are they absolutely flavorful. And I'm seeing more and more of these days than we used to get. The Niobel Concord-type grape grown here in California. But now I'm seeing more and more of the Concords grown in California, though a true Concord is grown back east. And another thing September is really, really good for, folks, is fresh figs.
Ooh, especially I saw those at the stores last week.
Yes, absolutely. Fresh figs. Now, figs, you want them soft. You don't want them hard. And I did post a little video last week. You should go see it. It's got a lot of action on YouTube Shorts. And explaining that when you see dehydration in the fig towards a stem and it's soft, you can, you know, you don't, hard figs are going to taste very grassy. And they're fine for cooking if you want to do that. But if you want a good, sweet eating experience, and you mentioned feta cheese, mm-hmm, Ross, these are great in an arugula salad with some good, I like sheep feta myself. I think that's probably the
bacon,
best over cow feta.
Figs and bacon. Ooh.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, you could wrap the prosciutto in these. You can grill these. Fresh figs are absolutely, you know, September is, I think, the best month for two things: heirloom tomatoes and fresh California figs. Absolutely delicious.
There's, well, so, and right now, I mean, we've touched on it, but like grapes are just not, just grapes are fantastic right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Saw all of the grapery lineup at a few stores, you know, recently, you know, the teardrops, the moon drops, the gum drops, the cotton candies. I mean, it's in full swing right now. There's a lot of good varieties out there. And then saw some muscadine grapes, North Carolina ones, and clamshells at a few stores in the Charlotte area.
Yeah, muscadine is really big in that area. Really big. I haven't tasted any really good California-grown muscadines. I've purchased them a few times in some of the local produce markets, but they don't compare in flavor. And there's, you know, I don't know how many varieties there are, but there's different colors and different varieties of the muscadines. And they're usually packed without the stems. They're usually packed loose without the stems. They're
they were
decent size as well. And, you know, a few weeks ago, we had Mark on, and Mark Mulcahy, and he was talking about Kyoho grapes. And Kyoho and Peony grapes are, you know, they're Asian varieties that are just amazing, amazing flavor. And the longer they're on the vine, the better the flavor. And then, of course, the Autumn Royal is another one of my favorite grapes as well this time of the year. And then, you know, there's passion fruit. And don't shy away from them when they're wrinkly like this. This is when you cut them open and get the refreshing goodness out of them. And I also have a California-grown sapote, which I can't wait for this. It's a white sapote for it to get ripe so I can take a bite out of that. What else do we have here? Oh, and I did a little video on French butter pears this week, which I have here. But since I already did that on a video, this is the Abate Fatale, and this was, I believe, a French pear grown in the 1800s, and of course became very popular in Italy, and they're grown here in California. California pears are amazing, and we also have the Warren pear here. So, a lot of good stuff. Pears, apples, stone fruit starting to, you know, it's still here, and there's still plenty of it here, but it's starting to dwindle.
Yes,
and
it is.
Pears and apples are coming in, and like you said, the grapes and all kinds of other good things.
Yeah, we're starting to see more and more apples around us here. A lot of the little orchards are in full swing with their festivals and apple cider donuts and caramel apple fests. And yeah, we'll be attending that as a family here in the next few weeks. We'll be getting out there and seeing what's going on here in the Indianapolis area. So got a couple of places we really enjoy going to, and we're going to be checking them out.
Great. Sounds like a good plan, Ross. Anything else there on your table that you have?
The last thing I've got is just the old humble cucumber, my friend. A lot of those that are still going, you know, in the local area, and whether you just want to cut it up as a snack, you want to do a little cucumber salad with some onions in it. Oh, you know, pretty versatile. So there's a lot of them going on right now. You're seeing them in all over prices range, but there are still a lot coming from the Midwest here and all over. So we're still taking in and enjoying the cucumbers.
Hey, you know, and if you slice them up, you know, they don't have to, not super thin. You want them sliced thin, but not thin enough to where you can't put them in guacamole. And you use those instead of chips. You skip the carbs. The empty carbs, and the flavor is absolutely amazing with the cucumbers and the guacamole. So
and hummus too. I mean, cucumbers and hummus and carrots. Oh yeah, we hummus is one item that we pretty much have stocked in our fridge most of the year. So we really love hummus, and you know that humble chickpea just continues to get bigger and bigger with the hummus. Just continues to be a trend that continues to grow.
Yeah. And during the winter time, I make hummus sometimes. I've made it out of cauliflower before instead of the chickpeas or garbanzo beans, which is great for folks who, you know, maybe don't want the after effects of having garbanzo beans in their system. But, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do. But there that's getting fresh fruit and vegetables into your diets, folks. It's something to be definitely enjoyed.
Let us know. What's a vegetable item that, you know, you had growing up that maybe you haven't had or your kids aren't into? We'd love to kind of talk and keep the discussion going around how can we keep vegetables or what do we need to do to get vegetables sexy again? We got to just bring some attention to the vegetable category.
Eat your veggies, folks. That's what they always say, right? You know, a good friend of mine used to say, Mom was right. Eating veggies makes you healthy.
All right, the old Popeye spinach, man. The old Popeye spinach.
Yeah, yeah. Not in the can, though. I mean, if you have to, then what the heck?
In the bag.
Go ahead.
And
if you
can
open it like Popeye, then hey, you really got something going there.
Oh, man, a lot of good items this week, Dan. A lot of good items.
Yeah, I think so, too. Get out to your stores, get out to your farmers markets, get out to your produce stands, and get the goodness of the season, because it's all going to change rapidly, especially with shorter days and cooler evenings, things start to change. So enjoy it while you can. But then again, the next phase is also really good too. It always fits the time of the year. So,
yep.
All right, folks, that's it for Fresh from the Field Fridays this week. Be sure to check out my YouTube and Rumble channels called Dan the Produce Man, and all my social media can be found at danthproduceman.com.
And look for me, Ross the Produce Boss, on all the social channels, LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram, a little bit more active on there, posting daily, trying to get some engagement, trying to figure out what's going on with this LinkedIn algorithm. It's just driving me nuts. So I've been posing the question, if you're listening and you are not seeing my content, we got to figure out what's going on with LinkedIn, because it's really been different lately. But I'll get off my soapbox on that. And Dan, stay fresh, keep growing, and let produce lead your way.
Absolutely, Ross, the Produce Boss. My favorite produce boss.
The one and only.
Yes. This is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man and Ross the Produce Boss. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify for fresh weekly episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Network and at Dan the Produce Man and at Ross the Produce Boss. Until next time, we'll see you in the fields or on the horizon.